And I used the word for the first time, rehabilitation industry. And I related my own constituency as being the consumer organizations who were essentially needing to be respected by the industry, because without us, they could not exist. And we were the users of their services, and we had certain opinions and certain criticisms of their services. And I recall very clearly the look that went between the manager and his secretary when they heard that word, industry, vested interest, consumers. I mean, those were the days that Ralph Nader was just emerging in the States and validating the idea of consumer power. And it was a very political kind of framework that I put on what had been a charity kind of framework. And we had the same kind of struggle with the people that owned and ran the Society for Crippled Children and Adults. The board membership, I think I may have mentioned last time, was also the membership of the Charleswood Country Club, I think. Actually, I might get in trouble with this, but the current owner of the Jets, he was the son of the man who had helped form the Society for Crippled Children and Adults in the early 50s. And he was with that particular country club. And when his dad retired, he inherited his seat on the country club board as well as the Society for Crippled Children and Adults of Manitoba. And so there was a tremendous struggle for us to have some control of that organization. It lasted 3 or 4 years. And they were resistant and outraged, in a way, that their position as part of the charity elite with the status, morally and otherwise, that accrued, should be usurped by these poor, ragtag, upstart, disabled people. And I would say they played fair with us. They were very competitive. I think the man's name is Chipman. And, I mean, they weren't maligning us. They simply continued to find more and more people to come to the annual general meetings in an attempt to continue to retain their board control. So we eventually met at the convention center because there was no room in any other hall to have the annual meeting. But we eventually brought out more of our friends and relatives than they brought their friends and relatives and took over the board.